With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Trump administration has issued the latest blow in a trade war between the U.S. and Canada. The fight is over lumber, and while it could save some timber jobs in Montana, it's creating a lot of uncertainty in Canada. At a hearing last month, Republican Senator Steve Daines lamented the loss of timber jobs in the state.
When I was a kid growing up in Montana, we had 30 active sawmills. Today, we're down to 8.
For years, American lumber producers have blamed that decline, at least in part, on their Canadian counterparts, who they accuse of selling lumber here in the U.S. at unfairly low prices. So, on Thursday, the U.S. Department of Commerce slapped an almost 21% import tax on most Canadian softwood lumber coming across the border. Daines has advocated for import taxes since 2015, and in a statement he says it will help save Montana jobs.
Today's announcement is putting America first and protecting the hardworking families who rely on these good-paying lumber jobs. We're leveling the playing field so that the Canadians have to play by the same set of rules that Montanans do.
The import taxes are the latest blow in a timber dispute that stretches back to 2015, when the trade agreement between the two countries expired. The Commerce Department says Canadian producers then began selling their lumber at less than fair value. So in April, they levied a preliminary import tax of nearly 27%. After reviewing information over the summer, they revised that number down to 21% in a final decision Thursday. For the past 6 months, Canada's timber industry has weathered these duties. Harry Nelson is a forestry professor at the University of British Columbia.
The demand in the U.S. is strong enough to keep pulling that lumber in.
But if the U.S. housing market slumps or the Canadian dollar strengthens, that could mean trouble for our neighbors to the north, especially in smaller mills.
The larger producers, they can kind of swallow that, right? It's the smaller ones, and especially the smaller ones that are kind of struggling with log supply that all kind of be disproportionately affected.
While no mills have yet closed because of the duties in Western Canada, Eastern Canada has seen some layoffs and shutterings. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.